Welcome to the Carrollwood Players Theatre Modcast. My name is Jim Russell, and I'm the Managing Director of Carrollwood Players Theatre. In this episode of the Modcast, I'm going to tell you all about getting involved at Carrollwood Players Theatre as a volunteer. We're also going to spend some time exploring our next show, Pop Goes America, which I happen to be the writer and director of. And I'm also going to tell you about some ways that you can help Carrollwood Players leap forward from the pandemic blues to the recovery woohoos.
Woohoo!
And we'll be meeting Aaron Washington, the director of our upcoming musical review, 40 Years of Broadway. If you're not aware, 2021 is Carrollwood Players' 40th anniversary, and we created this musical review to celebrate all the musicals that Carrollwood Players has presented in our 40-year history. And Aaron has some great ideas in store for the show, and he'll be telling you all about what he's looking for at auditions and what the show's going to be all about. So for the next 30 minutes, I invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to some great information about Tampa's longest operating volunteer-driven community theater. Welcome to the Modcast. So, you want to be a volunteer at Carrollwood Players Theatre. We would love to have you. So, you know, there's a lot of really wonderful ways to get involved as a volunteer at Carrollwood Players, but I'm going to tell you a little secret about the best way to get your foot in the door, as they say, and find your volunteer journey at our community theatre. At every performance, we need volunteers to help us with what we call front of house. You may have also heard the term ushering or lobby volunteers, but at every performance, we need someone to volunteer to help check in patrons. It's a fun, easy job, and you simply have a list, and when patrons arrive, you check them off the list and direct them to the theater. Also, on performance nights, we need someone to help at concessions. Now, for concessions, you do need to be 18 or older, and concessions is also very easy. We do have a register, very simple and easy to run, and at concessions, you help serve refreshments to people, bring up their order, and take their payment, and that's also a lot of fun. Even more exciting, at every performance, we have a 50-50 raffle. We have a volunteer who circulates among the arriving guests before the show and during intermission and offers them the opportunity to buy raffle tickets for a 50-50 drawing. And the winner of the drawing gets half the cash that was collected during the evening. And Carrollwood Players gets the other half. And it's one of our very important fundraising tools. And for that particular front of house volunteer position, you really need an outgoing personality and you need to be willing to walk up to someone and offer them the opportunity to buy a raffle ticket. If you sign up as a front of house volunteer, it's a great opportunity to open other volunteer doors for yourself at Carrollwood Players. And the reason is that when you come on a performance night, you will get to meet our staff. That would be me, the managing director. I'm at almost every performance. And also our manager of production and finance, David Fraga, who, along with me, produces all of our shows, is there at many performances as well. And we'd love to get to meet new volunteers and find out what your other interests are. Would you be interested in running lights and sound for a show? Or perhaps learning about stage management by becoming an assistant stage manager and perhaps later having the opportunity to advance to become a main stage manager for a production? We also need help with props and set building and set dressing and painting and other areas as well. So what we like to ask people to do is if you're interested in volunteering for any of the behind-the-scenes activities at Carrollwood Players, why not sign up to work in the front of house as a volunteer at a performance? And that gives you the opportunity to meet us, learn more about other opportunities, and also for us to meet you. By the way, when you do volunteer at a performance to help with the front of house duties, you also get a confirmed seat to see the performance that night for free. And the front of house volunteers also help after the performance in just cleaning up the audience area, making sure that all the cups and, drink containers and things that like that that may have been left behind are cleaned up. So it's really fun. It's a great way to make friends. It's a great way to see a show for free. But the secret is that if you come and volunteer for front of house, you can get other opportunities to volunteer at Carolwood Players. Now, of course, another obvious area where you can volunteer is as a performer. All of our volunteer performers are able to participate on stage in productions by coming to our open audition. So really, step number one for anyone who's interested in coming in as a new volunteer at Carolwood Players, I highly recommend starting by signing up to work at a performance as a volunteer. And we have a great sign-up site that you can go to put yourself in a slot for one of our performances. So that's tinyurl.com/help CWP. You can also find that link on our website, and we'll see if we can find some other areas for you to participate in as well. And now I am extremely excited to share with you an exclusive unveiling of a rough studio demo cut of one of the songs in our upcoming show, Pop Goes America. Now, this demo was created to help the cast learn their songs. The performer on the demo is yours truly, and as I mentioned, it is a rough studio cut, never meant for public consumption. So this is an exciting, exclusive, never-before-heard-in-public demo of a song in the show called The Shape of Louisiana. And it takes place in the show right after Thomas Jefferson has negotiated with Napoleon to arrange the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, which resulted in doubling the size of our country in one transaction. London isn't the best place to find friends, so Paris is where I go. Me and the French, yeah, we go way back. I don't speak it, so they talk real slow. Go over and start up a conversation with Mini-Me, and trust me, I love me some France. Now shook his hand, stop, and I doubled the country, and now I wanna dance. And now I'm singing like world, you know I love this job. This job was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, France, said we. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, didn't cost too much. Doubled America in 1803. Come on now, re-elect me. Come on now, re-elect me. And that is The Shape of Louisiana, or at least a preview of it. Now, the performer in our show, Tristan Horta, who plays Thomas Jefferson and sings this song, is absolutely outstanding. You do not want to miss his performance of this number. And by the way, Mary Beth Wells, as Napoleon, is comedy gold. So, I think you might be getting the idea about the concept of the show. What I've done is I've rewritten the lyrics to modern pop songs to tell the story of American history, all the way from the early European settlers right up through the COVID-19 pandemic and everything in between, both good and bad. Our story, of course, is a story of an imperfect nation growing and learning and improving, and I want you to come see it. This cast has worked so hard, and there's so much talent in this great production. And by the way, bring the whole family, because I think kids are going to have a great time. The show is very funny, but also has a lot of surprising rewrites of modern pop songs to tell the story of America. And I've got a couple more little previews for you, because recently we were waiting for something at a rehearsal, and sometimes rehearsals are about waiting. And I had a chance to sit down with a few of our cast members, and I asked them to give you a little preview of some of what they'll be performing. So, hello, Modcast fans. I am here with some of my cast members. from Pop Goes America to find out a little bit more about what they're doing in this show. And I'd like to introduce you to one of the stars of our show, Caden Camerari.
Hi, everyone. So excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what you are doing in the show.
Well, one of my favorites is I get to be Susan B. Anthony and sing about women's right to vote to the tune of Vogue by Madonna, which is so amazing. Like, it's such a jam, and I'm really excited to perform it.
Can you do the little rap part?
Sure. Yeah, right? The whole thing? Okay. Listen up, Judge. It's just low to punish me for trying to vote. The Constitution's clear to me. We the people doesn't leave out she. Please tell me, do you mean we can't vote, just cook and clean? That's smelly. That's unfair. Please, Your Honor, don't go there. You can fine me. I won't pay. You can jail me. That's okay. Plenty of others are like me, too. We won't stop. We'll see this through. Ladies with an attitude, Congress, we will come for you. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Change the law. There's nothing to it. Vote. Woo! Thank you.
That was awesome. Okay, and with me now is another cast member of Pop Goes America, Mark Yiannoulis. And he is playing a lot of characters in the show and telling a lot of great stories about American history with rewritten pop songs. So, Mark, what is your favorite song that you're involved with in the show? And tell us about it.
Well, I really like doing Stitches. I'm actually doing a duet with one of my castmates, Tristan. And it's like a Civil War retelling of two brothers who find themselves at odds with each other, fighting for the North and the South in the Civil War. And it's going to leave stitches. That's probably my favorite number. It's a lot of energy. It's very dramatic. I like that a lot.
And we just happen to have Tristan right here with us. Tristan, I believe that you're in a number where you portray Thomas Jefferson, and you are trying to sell the Declaration of Independence to the Continental Congress.
I play Thomas Jefferson in a scene with many other actors who play founding fathers like Benjamin Franklin and John Adams. It's set during 1776 when everyone is signing the Declaration of Independence, but it's set to the song Mambo No. 5, which we've retitled to Freedom No. 5. A little independence in our lives, a little declaration to the British guys, a little bit of truth, of self-evident kind, a little bit of unalienable rights, a little bit of life and liberty, a little bit of happiness for you and me. We're all created equal, don't you see? And that's why this draft is what we need.
Wow. So now we have two of our young ladies from the cast, Abby Horta and Chloe Baker. You know, let's just talk about the show. What do you think of this whole concept, Chloe, of rewritten pop songs about American history?
I frankly absolutely love this idea because it allows younger people to be able to actually connect to the history of our nation. And I think it's super important for everyone to be able to know how we started. And I think doing it in pop songs makes people more inclined to want to listen to it. And it's just a fun, family-loving show.
And with me now is one of our Pop Goes America stars, Charles Hines. Charles, I want to talk with you about one of the songs towards the end of the show. It's called Counting Hearts, and I would like to get your input and feedback on what you think about the lyrics I wrote.
I guess the biggest thing is that because the lyrics are difficult and controversial, that makes it powerful. And so the power and the beauty in the show is that our history isn't always pretty or fun, and that's something we definitely have to address if we're going to grow and move forward. And I think the song is really important and special because it's kind of a turning point in the show, just laying everything out on the table and challenging everybody to be the best that we can be and make the best country that we can make together.
We hope you'll join us for Pop Goes America live on stage at Carrollwood Players from June 18th through July 3rd. Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. You can get tickets at carrollwoodplayers.org. Next up, we're talking shop with Aaron Washington, director of our upcoming musical review, 40 Years of Broadway. Aaron, you have a big show coming up at Carrollwood Players. It's called 40 Years of Broadway. What's it all about?
You know, Jim, I have to say, I appreciate you and the board for trusting me with directing this monumental extravaganza of a review that it's going to be. I have been looking at scores and scores of the musicals that you guys have been doing over the past 40 years. We're going to combine a cast of 16 to 18 folks, talented individuals, and we're going to put a show together that's just going to blow the socks off of Tampa.
So this is a review that includes music from musicals that Carolwood Players has done over the past 40 years. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my job is going to be, along with Amy Nickerson, who is the musical director and absolutely amazing.
Yes, she is.
We're putting together some amazing pieces. For example, we're going to combine Try to Remember and I Am What I Am as a medley. Yeah, we're also going to combine The Facade, Declan Hyde, and Someone Like You. So it's going to be amazing. We're going to be doing Downtown and Suddenly Seymour and Somewhere from Little Shop of Horrors. Jim, don't be nervous, but I have like 79 songs.
But for those people who are coming to the auditions on June 6th and 7th.
Bring two theater pieces, vocals, that show off your voice, that show off your personality, that shows me you. Because we're celebrating the musical. That's the opportunities that reviews allow, is for people who may not be able to play a part, get a chance to play it in that moment.
That sounds great. And there's also going to be a little choreography challenge at the auditions. Am I correct?
I'm one of those choreographers that I cater to the dancer or the non-dancer. So I'm going to do my best to make you look good. I just want to make sure that you can stand on your own 2 feet after the number is over.
Come out and audition for Aaron and Amy on June 6th and 7th for our 40 years of Broadway musical review. It's going to be a lot of fun. And now it's time to preview another show coming up in our 21-22 season. And today I'd like to talk just briefly about a Black Box production we're doing called Loose. It's a probing play by J.C. Lee about a suspicious teenager, and it addresses issues of privilege, race, and trust. When a teacher makes an alarming discovery about Luce, an all-star high school student, his parents are forced to reckon with their idealized image of their son, adopted years ago from a war-torn African country. The story is told primarily from the perspective of the adults, but it does raise questions about the roles that parents and teachers play in the lives of these teenage students. And I found a brief segment of an interview with playwright J.C. Lee about the play, and I'd like to share it with you now.
I'm J.C. Lee, and I'm the playwright for Loose. I think we're really interested in examining how a family moves and shapes around how a family's perceptions are shifted by the love that they have for one another, and what that does to looking at a situation and trying to be objective, and realizing that objectivity isn't really something you can have in a difficult family situation. I think what the play tries to do is dramatize the tensions between this sort of racial and post-racial culture that we have right now. And that's a difficult conversation to have. It's a conversation where there are more questions than answers. Part of the play is about identity. And I think what social media does is multiply identities out, you know? You have, like, you're a different person when you're texting with your friends than you are on Facebook, than you are on Twitter. You're a different voice for each of those forums. And so it's, you have multiple identities that you control. And I think that that's something that's really central to the world of the play. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? Thank you.
Well, one of my areas of interest in theater is sound design, and I have to say that musical piece fits the play Loose perfectly. In case you weren't sure exactly what that piece was, that was indeed, in fact, The Fine Young Cannibals covering Elvis Presley's Suspicious Minds. And if I was the king of the world, I would have played the entire song on this podcast. But my friends, we're running out of time, and I have an important closing message to share with you.
Here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Well, my friends, to close out today's modcast, I'd like to briefly update you on the state of Carolwood Players and share with you a list of a few ideas on how you can help us see our way into the full sunlight that we know is coming. You may have heard that we have recently updated our health and safety protocols, and I invite you to visit our website at carolwoodplayers.org/health-and-safety. to see what the latest news is. You know, over the past 14 months, our entire business model has changed. Under normal circumstances, Carolwood Players covers about 75% of our monthly operating expenses through ticket sales, and the other 25% is usually covered by donations. Over the past year or so, we've been very fortunate to have the support of our community, and we've also been pulling from our reserve funds. And currently, although I am seeing some very exciting signs that it's about to change, it's about to pivot, we're about to walk through that door into the sunlight. But up until now, we are currently only covering about 35% of our monthly expenses with ticket sales, and we've been relying on our community and our savings to cover the remaining 65%. I do think that's about to change, but the list that I'm about to share with you about ways that you can help will really help us get to that point in the next couple of months where we think things are going to just come back to almost normal and our ticket sales will go up and we'll be able to continue doing what we've done throughout this entire pandemic, which is no matter what, we will create. That has been our mantra for the past 14 months, and we will continue on. In the middle of our 40th birthday year, we are looking forward to 40 more. So let me share with you a list of 7 ways you can help Carolwood Players get through these next couple of months, the final stretch of the big long marathon, and find our way into the sunlight with things getting back to normal. Buy a ticket and come see a show. Another way you can help is by being part of our 40 More Years campaign beginning tomorrow on June 1st. Make a donation in June of $4 or $40 or $400 or $4,000 and help us celebrate our 40th anniversary. So in the month of June, we're encouraging all of our supporters to make a symbolic donation of $4, $40, $400, or $4,000 to help us see our way through. You can also sponsor a show. We have opportunities for you to sponsor your favorite show with options for every budget. And I want to take a moment to thank our longtime supporter, Debbie Wooten, for sponsoring Pop Goes America. We really appreciate that support. If you'd like to see your name in lights, we are currently seeking sponsors for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the 2021 One Act Festival, and 40 Years of Broadway. And you can actually be a sponsor for as little as $15 up to $1,000. Another way you can help us is come audition for a show or sign up to volunteer. And finally, you can check out our wish list on our website and help Carolwood Players by donating an item from the list. Now, I'm going to put some links to all of these different opportunities on our website on the page where this podcast is kept so that you can find these opportunities easily. Oh, and one extra idea for good measure. Watch for our online auction from July 1st through 14th. We're going to have tons of amazing items you can bid on while helping your community theater. These are going to include things like dining experiences, museums and attraction tickets, health and beauty services, theater gifts and memorabilia, autographed books, one-of-a-kind experiences, and so much more. Well, folks, that's my big sales pitch for this episode of the Modcast. I am so proud of this Carolwood Players family for how we've come together and survived over the past 14 months against insurmountable odds. We're still here, and it's because of your support. And we thank you. And guess what's coming?
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book, and the broom.